I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. This year marks the 30th anniversary for significant events in the Muslim world. 1979 shaped much of the ideology of today's extremists. That means Ramadan this year begins against the backdrop of increasing tensions. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that sometimes takes the form of persecution against Christians. But doors are open for the gospel.
As they fast and as they pray and as they seek God, we can pray that Jesus will appear to them, that they will have contact with Christian people who can share the gospel with them.
Pray for believers to be bold. Meanwhile, the interim government of Honduras has set a deadline for Argentine diplomats to leave the country. The diplomats are working to resolve the aftermath of June's presidential ouster. Despite the instability, Buckner International's Russ Tilde says ministry continues. They're growing and are getting ready to open a girls' home with partner Kids Matter on the island of Rotan. It's a great opportunity for the gospel.
We hire caseworkers and managers who are Christians, who give them a great faith-based environment, in addition to being a safe environment, one where they can get good nutrition, good education, and be safe.
And after a successful tour of ports in the United Kingdom, the Logos Hope ship sailed across the Atlantic to visit the Caribbean. Since the retirement of Logos II, residents of St. Vincent look forward to Operation Mobilization's new ship making port there. Over one-third of the island's population came aboard the ship to visit its educational book fair. Crew members also left the ship to visit the island's 400 inmates and share their testimonies with them. The ship also plans to visit Grenada and Trinidad and Barbados. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go to OneNewsNow.com to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.